The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Ah, yes, yes, yes. A good Friday morning to one and all. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio. As we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio, Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Mike Pete across the way. Bogus, your updates. What's up, Taz? How you doing, bud?
Good, Moose. Good. Looking forward to this big Friday show we got locked in here. We got a couple of BCSs we're going to be doing. NFL style, and it's going to be a lot of fun, so it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, Pat Leonard will join us,
New York.
Daily News, talk a little Giant football coming up your way a little later on in the program as we continue to look around the National Football League and look at training camps as camps are open up all over the place, Taz, as rookies report in, the veterans are sprinkling in all across the National Football League, all across this great country, and you know, there are some players that that are not with right. Some key guys that are holding out, whether it be Melvin Gordon, Michael Thomas, Ezekiel Elliott, that are looking for new brand spanking new contracts.
Yeah, contract extensions. Yeah, and you see this as right as we go into camp. Sometimes this happens, and these are several big names here. In Elliott with the Cowboys, and obviously Michael Thomas with the Saints. And Gordon, the excellent running back for the Chargers. So, yeah, it'll be really interesting to see how it plays out. Especially Michael Thomas, he's like a guy that's just like there's never – I mean, not that I can remember, unless there's something that jumps out to you. Like, there's never an issue. He's like an all-business guy. He just plays great. He's a great receiver. I think he's like in the top 10 for sure last year in receiving yards. I mean, he's just a top-flight wide receiver. I mean, and he wants to get paid, Moose. He wants to get paid like he's the best wide receiver in the game, which it would be tough to argue that.
Well, tough to argue that he's the best. Yeah,
yeah, no, he's really good.
Right.
Elite,
but he is going to get, he's looking at, for a deal in the $20 million range, right? I mean, he's
per
scheduled
year.
To make $1.148 million in the final year of his, rookie deal. Thomas has been fantastic. He's set a franchise record, 125 catches, 1,405 receiving yards in 2018. The Saints have never paid any skilled position player more than $10 million per year. Thomas is looking to double that annual average and looking for a big-time deal. I mean, there's no doubt that he's underpaid at $1.1 million and change per season. I don't know if he's necessarily going to get the $20 million, but he's going to get more than the $10 million.
Right. Well, he should, and he deserves it. I mean, this is a 26-year-old player who's in the prime of his career, and he's the real dealio, Moose. And, he's an all-pro receiver. I don't think he gets the $20 million per year either. You're basically saying the same thing, right? You don't think they're going to give him $20 million per year.
I think he's going to get close.
He's going to get close, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, I mean, he's that much of a difference maker. And, Drew Brees, I mean, they just started camp. So, he's not going to say anything right now. But I'm sure if this thing lingers and takes too much time, I'm sure the awesome Saints quarterback, Drew Brees, is going to speak up behind the scenes and say, yo, can we get MT back on the field here and get him paid?
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. Then you go down to Washington with Trent Williams with the Redskins,
yeah.
Who's upset with the medical, with the way the medical staff has handled his medical conditions over the years, culminating with the removal of a growth on his head in the offseason, right? So, there's a difference of opinion about everything that did transpire. He does have two more years left on his contract, but he could be let go. His 2020 salary is not fully guaranteed, but Trent Williams, one of the best left tackles in all the National Football League, has yet to report and is not reporting yet to the Washington Redskins. He's under contract. He's not searching for a new contract. I mean, I guess they could pay him to appease him.
Right.
He just does not feel like he was taken care of properly by the medical staff of the Redskins.
Yeah. You know,
that's a problem.
That is a problem. And he is, as advertised, I mean, big number 71 is legit. He is a tremendous tackle. And, you know, most people, Moose says, you know, like the average football fan, they don't think about offensive linemen. But, you know, these guys are vital to the success of any offense. You know, I don't care if you're a center or guard, especially tackles, you know, and they're because they're all the rush ends and outside rush and outside blitzing that we've seen so hot in the NFL with defenses. So you need that tackle who's athletic, big, and powerful and tough to move, and he's that guy, Williams. So, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that he's, and I get it. He's that pissed off at the medical staff. And if I am, like, we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but if I'm the coach, if I'm the GM, if I'm the owner, I'm going to be like, okay, we can't have a problem here with one of our best players, and he's that upset about the medical staff. We got to make some kind of a change or do something. You got to keep the players happy. They're the guys that are winning games for you and drawing the money. So this will be, we're keeping an eye on this one here.
Well, there's
no
doubt. I mean, you know, the Redskins' offensive line has been pretty good the past couple of years, and Trent Williams is a big reason why. Then you head out to Los Angeles with the Chargers, Taz, and Melvin Gordon, which we've chatted about before. But, you know, his holdout is real. It's not just conversation. Final year of his rookie contract, he's set to make $5.6 million for the upcoming season. Wants a new deal, has made it perfectly clear he doesn't want to play anywhere else. He's not looking to leave the Los Angeles Chargers organization. He just wants a new contract, and he wants a contract extension, and he wants to be taken care of. And this is going to be very, very tricky for the Los Angeles Chargers, where you have a quarterback in Phillip Rivers whose clock is clearly ticking. You know, he's not 25 years of age. You're looking to win. You have a good year last year. Disappointing end, the way that you got routed by the New England Patriots up in Foxborough in the NFL postseason.
Right.
But you're going to need Gordon, who's a kind of do-it-all type of running back for the Los Angeles Chargers. Not only running it, but catching the ball coming out of the backfield.
Absolutely. He's another one of these difference-make guys, right? As you know, Moosek, he's a tremendous player. The thing with Gordon, he's got a little bit of a history, you know, getting banged up with some injuries.
He does.
Sprained MCL late last year. So, you know, and for a running back, and it's like that's the whole thing. We watched Lev Bell take a year off. You know, the Steelers, more or less, I'm throwing it out there like you took a year off, but you know what I mean. And, you know, we talked about the Lev Bell thing forever. Now he's with the Jets. He's got fresh legs, and he did that to, like we talk about in basketball, with the load management, right, in the NBA. That's kind of what you got with these running backs down there. You got a guy like Melvin Gordon, who's an excellent athlete, excellent running back, but the injuries thing, he didn't crack 1,000 yards last year. You know, I mean, he had like 800-something yards, 800 yards last year. So again, with the MCL sprain, sprained MCL late last year, that's a tough thing. If they're looking at him as a guy to charge, is that are we really going to pay this guy the farm? You know, when he's a running back, he's not a huge guy, and he's got a banged up wheel already. You know what I mean? That's something that's going to cross the ownership's mind and the general manager.
No, and I get that. Now, he did have over 1,300 yards of total offense and 14 touchdowns. I mean, so in those 12 games, he was a very productive running back, catching the ball. He had nearly 500 yards receiving and 4 touchdowns, and also had 10 touchdowns on the ground to go along with what you mentioned, Taz. You know, nearly 900 yards on the ground,
right,
and averaged over 5 yards a carry.
Yeah, I mean, no, I love the way he runs the ball. He's exciting. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I get it, but you're right. The history of injuries.
That's the thing.
Getting a little banged up. He played 12. That's the lowest amount of games that he's played in the regular season so far in his 4-year career since being a top pick coming out of Wisconsin.
And I was reading his agents. They kind of floated the idea around that he'll skip games. Like, you know, just, you know, if he doesn't, that's like the Lev Bell thing. If he doesn't get a new team or a new contract. So, you know, I mean, if Gordon skips games, that's like, wow. You know, it's kind of like I just said, it feels like the Le'Veon Bell thing.
No, and we'll see how it does play out in Los Angeles with the Chargers and Melvin Gordon. You go down to Houston and Jadeveon Clowney for the Houston Texans. We know how talented of a player he is. He's starting to realize that great talent since he was the number one overall pick when he was coming out of South Carolina, right? So he is under the franchise tag. He was tagged by the Texans. He has not signed that franchise tender, and that tag, which would pay him $16 million for the upcoming season, very similar to what Le'Veon Bell was facing last year, right?
Yeah.
Being under the franchise tag for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Bell decided to sit out the entire year. He didn't care about, what was it, the $14 million that he was due to make last year.
Yeah.
Decided to let that go. Now, will Jadeveon Clowney do the same thing? As he's got, I understand we all want, all these guys want long-term, contracts, and they want the big signing bonus and the guaranteed money, Taz. He's got guaranteed $16 million for the upcoming season coming his way.
And listen,
if he wants it.
Right, and he wants it.
If he wants it, he's got to sign it first.
Right, and like we were just saying about Melvin Gordon, though, with injuries, like this is another guy. I mean, this guy's a tremendous defensive player. I mean, athletic as heck, big, rangy, just a wrecker on that defense for the Texans. But, I mean, really, he's not, he's not a titanium-type body guy. You know, he's an injury away from being done, this guy. I don't want to see that happen to him. I'm not wishing it for him. But I'm just saying, like, he's not, like, he's been banged up. So that's the thing. If you're going to go and give these guys this type of player, insane amount of money, you got to worry about him being, just one injury away from, his career being messed up because of his history.
Yeah, and that's fair. But when you look at what he was able to do last year, I mean, he is an extremely talented guy.
29 sacks. I mean, I know. It's amazing.
Over the course of his career. You look at, if Clowney, if the Texans don't pay him, somebody will.
Oh, I agree. No, I totally, I do. But the Texans might feel like it's just hasn't. If I'm the Texans, I'm paying them. But I'm just trying to figure how they might be thinking, because they want to get the best deal, the Texans, and the player wants to get the best deal.
Right.
So, it's like,
that's the knock. You're right.
That is, that's all.
That's the knock on Jadeveon
Clowney.
But
he would land somewhere.
No, he's going. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I mean, there were reports a couple days ago about there were a list of four or five teams that were calling the Houston Texans looking to acquire Jadeveon Clowney. The New York Jets being one of those teams.
Yeah.
He is a supremely gifted athlete. A little banged up over the course of his career. Now the question for him is, can he get the big money contract that he's looking for? And how big of a holdout is this going to be? Or will he play under the franchise tag, Taz, if that big money long-term deal doesn't come his way?
Yeah, the tags, what did you say? Like 15 mil?
16.
16 mil. Okay, so, I mean, it's not too shabby, right?
Well, no, it's not. It's not, but, he also plays a very physical position.
Sure.
He plays a position in which, he could blow out a knee or break a leg or then all of a sudden he looks a lot different as a player moving forward than he does right now. So that's where he's coming from. But you're right, $16 million is nothing to scoff at. I'll take $16 million for the next year.
I'll even take $13
million. Yeah.
But,
take five.
Exactly. I'm with it. I'll take four. No, and like I was saying with the injuries, and you mentioned knee, and this guy is a guy, not to beat a dead horse with Clowney, but, knee injuries throughout his career. I mean, his rookie year? Was it 2013, 2014? And, he missed a significant, chunk of the rookie season, his rookie season, because of the knee.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but like I said at the top of talking about Clowney, when this guy's healthy, Moose, as this 26-year-old kid is a stallion, man. He can go.
No, he can. There's no doubt. Another young guy that can go is Ezekiel Elliott. As, the Cowboys' wheels were up yesterday down in Texas as they were flying out to California where they hold their training camp, Taz.
They were going camping.
They were going camping, right? And interesting. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, all the, it looked like all the writers, the guys that cover the team were on the same flight. Well, maybe they had two flights or whatever it might be, two different airplanes. But the team was flying out to California, all the guys that were set and ready to practice and participate, trying to make the Dallas Cowboys in 2019, heading out to California. One of the players that was not on that airplane was Ezekiel Elliott. Now, he's not officially a holdout yet because the Cowboys didn't officially open up training camp yet. So that's later on this morning. Out west in California. If he's there, he's not late. If he's not there, add him to the list of holdouts of guys that we're running through here.
Yeah.
As we know, Elliott looking for a contract extension. We know how productive he has been. We know how the importance that he holds in the Dallas Cowboys offense, not only to the team success, the individual success of Dak Prescott, alleviating the passing pressure on him by being so exquisite at running the football and putting the Cowboys ahead of the chains in third and short situations, Taz. So You know, Elliott's got a big chip in the old game, and reportedly the Cowboys and his representatives have had conversations, and they've talked about it. It's not like the Cowboys are completely against giving Ezekiel Elliott a contract extension. They just have not reached that deal yet.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm the Dallas Cowboys here, you got to kind of, you know, you got to get that Brink's truck backed up a little bit. You got to pay this guy. This is the top rusher, the leading rusher in Zeke Elliott. He is, you know, I understand his off-field stuff and everything, but once that whistle blows and that ball's kicked off, this guy is a player. He is a tremendous, tremendous back and is a massive part of that offense. And I'll tell you, I'm not a huge Dak Prescott supporter, the quarterback for the Cowboys, but, you know, Zeke makes Dak much better, so which in turn makes the whole offense better. They got to, you know, you got to pay him. I understand his I understand the whole deal right now with him, but it's like you still got to try to get this guy happy the best you can, and you just got to hope that he keeps his head on straight, you know, off the field. That's the other thing with him. So it's always something, you know.
All right, so we ran through five guys there.
Yes.
Clowney, Gordon, Trent Williams, Michael Thomas, and Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes.
Which guy's holdout lasts the longest?
Wow.
Trent Williams with the Skins, Michael Thomas with the Saints, Elliott with the Dallas Cowboys, Melvin Gordon with the Chargers, and Jadeveon Clowney with the Houston Texans.
I'm gonna say the guy who I feel has the most leverage, and that's Ezekiel Elliott. I think Elliott's holdout lasts long. What do you think? Do you agree with that sense, that he has the most leverage?
I agree with you there. I don't disagree with that. I think you can go either. I think you can go any of the ways.
I think I know what you're going to say.
Tell me.
I know you don't even know what you're going to say. I have a feeling you're going to say Michael Thomas. I don't know why. I just feel like you're going to say Michael Thomas.
No, actually, I was going to say Gordon.
Really? All right.
With the Chargers. All right. Based on the injury history, based on, as you know, they've hinted, as you mentioned, Taz, about him missing games in the regular season due to make $5.6 million. I think you go either. I think you go any way. I mean, because it's fascinating when you look at it, you know, the guy that's most severely under, I mean, we're talking about Clowney's due to make $16 million, right?
Right.
Gordon's due to make $5.6 million. Trent Williams is holding out because he doesn't trust the medical staff down in Washington, doesn't feel like he's been taken care of properly. So that has nothing to do with finances.
That's a weird one, right?
But if you're him, you're saying right? And you feel like you've not been taken care of properly. If you're him, you're a professional athlete. Not only that, I mean, if they were winning, it would be one thing. They stink. So at least you want to know that as an athlete, that Taz, they're treating you and you feel like you're getting the best care possible.
Of course, but you're a Redskins fan your whole life. And I know you speak bluntly about how bad your team is, as I do with my Bills. But I'm sure you're a Trent Williams fan.
I'm sure he's great.
If I'm a Redskins fan, I want this guy on my team still.
Yeah, Taz, if the Redskins let go of Trent Williams and decide to part ways, you know, he'd be picked up in 5 minutes.
Oh, no doubt about it. There's no doubt.
I mean,
there's
30 seconds.
There's no doubt.
I mean,
he's great. He's a great offensive tackle.
He's a great offensive tackle. He'd be picked up in a nanosecond. Huh. And then the guy that's the most severely underpaid, though, is Thomas.
Michael Thomas, yes, right. Yes.
I mean, at $1.148 million. Now, that's based on, obviously, he was, a rookie contract. I believe he was, a second-round draft choice when he was taken coming out of Ohio State. I believe Thomas was 125 catches last year, over 1,400 receiving yards. And he's looking for an average of more than $20 million a year, and he's due to make $1.1 million. That's the guy. And maybe you're right. Maybe it ends up being him because that's the guy that's probably the most dissatisfied because his production is there with the elite of the elite of the NFL.
It really is. And I really think having a guy like Drew Brees in your corner behind the scenes is going to help Michael Thomas immensely. You know, and I would think Kamara's in his corner too. You know, any of those top offensive guys.
Makes your job easier.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. And he is he's an awesome receiver. And, you know, I mean, like I said, he's a top 10 receiver. I'm trying to see where he is. I'm looking at the list right now. He's in the top 10 for sure. He's number 6 in receiving yards. Yeah. I'm not a stats guy, but he's number 6, right under Juju Smith-Schuster, in between him and Devontae Adams.
So, yeah, yeah, I mean, his production is off the charts. Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, it just is. And every receiver is a little bit different. As you're going to say, he's as explosive as, say, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. is as explosive as
Hopkins or right. Mike Evans. Maybe,
right.
Maybe not.
Probably not. Yeah. I mean, maybe Tariq not. But he's a pass catching machine.
And he's not a headache.
No.
He's not a headache.
No.
He's just, he's all business. He plays the game right. And he just produces, you
yeah,
know?
And it's the worst nightmare if you're a fan of one of these teams where you have a big time player that's holding out.
Right, right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
The guys can't step in. Nobody's going to replace Michael Thomas. No one's replacing Trent Williams. No one's replacing Jadeveon Clowney. No one's replacing Gordon or Ezekiel Elliott. If that holdout does become official later on today out in California for the Dallas Cowboys, those guys, that production. And what they are as players, that's why they're seeking the money they're seeking. They're special.
Of course, they are special. And they feel now's the time to get that money because, you know, you at this age, at this point in your prime, which doesn't last forever, you know, it's just when you want to get paid.
Yeah, that's it. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227 is your number to call. It's Taz and the Moose with you right here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, time right now to Ask the Pros, where you, the listener, get to ask us a question brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Go to CBSSportsRadio.com/AskThePros. Submit your question. Be listening later on the show. We might answer your question. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Can guarantee low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every single day. Taz and the Moose with you here on this Friday morning on CBS Sports Radio, Sirius and XM Channel 206, great affiliates all across the country. We'll get into how Kevin Durant is influencing his injury, is influencing the Indianapolis Colts. We'll get into that. We'll do that next. But Andrew Bogish is in the house. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
I'm here.
Good morning.
With a report.
Yes.
It is sponsored by Wrangler Outdoor. Pants and shirts made with durable fabrics, moisture management, and UPF 30 protection. Wrangler Outdoor. Clothing with outdoor credibility and everyday versatility. Try them on today. It's rare when you get out of the shower at 3:30 a.m. Eastern and there's still a baseball game going on, but that was me and the Orioles and the Angels this morning. They played for almost another hour before the O's finally landed the knockout punch.
2-0 pitch, swinging a high fly ball right field and deep. Calhoun is back on it, and that ball is gone! It carries out of here! Jonathan Villar with a two-run home run! And the Orioles have the lead back at 10-8.
That's Jim Hunter on O's Radio. Jonathan Villar's two-run, two-out homer finally made the difference. Baltimore had scored three in the 15th, only to blow that lead. They finally win 10-8 in 16 with center fielder Stevie Wilkerson working a 1-2-3 final inning.
I think that was a gutsy performance by everybody. You know, we stuck it out, and anytime you come on top in a game of that length and that type of game, you know, it's a good feeling.
Wilkerson is the first position player ever to record a save. The
crazy.
Game took 6 hours.
Throwing the ball like 50 miles an hour.
Yeah, and they officially called them curveballs.
Oh, is that what they were doing?
That was just the...
I thought it was a knuckler.
Well,
I couldn't really tell.
But like the official like StatCast thing says curveball, but I think that was just the natural like
arc.
Throw it up to get it into home plate. And none
it's
of
like
them got
a high arc softball. You ever
yeah,
see that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's tough to hit that.
Yeah,
you know,
those are tough to hit. You're right about
hit.
That. Because you have the propensity to just pop them up.
Yeah.
Yes.
I played one time like with buddies this few years ago. I couldn't touch the ball.
Yeah.
And the ball's coming like 30 miles an hour. I'm
yeah.
like, you got to time. It's all timing.
It's all timing. You're exactly right. Barrel it up.
Yeah,
the first guy up for the Angels in that last inning, Brian Goodwin, was so angry, like the disdain with which he was in the batter's box swinging at these pitches and fouling them off and missing them.
Yeah.
He was so upset that it was happening, and then he flew up to center field.
Yeah, that's funny. These guys are used to getting gas thrown
right.
at them, you know what I mean?
So that game ended at 4:30?
They just shy of 4:30.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a long night.
Just 14 innings in Kansas City last night. Cleveland finally winning 5-4, improving to 15-4 in July, but they could not get any closer to the first-place Twins.
High in the air, right center field. Engel just going to look up, and that one is gone. Nelson Cruz with three homers tonight. Stay hot, Nelly.
Dan Gladden on Twins Radio.
Whoa,
39-year-old Nelson Cruz. The first three-homer game of his career just 2 days after 36-year-old Robinson Cano got his many a 10-3 decision over the White Sox in Chicago. They remain two games clear of Cleveland. Texas, an 11-3 win in Oakland. The Mariners took care of the Tigers 10-2. And the Red Sox destroyed the Yankees 19-3 to start a four-game series at Fenway. Xander Bogaerts went deep twice, drove in four. Seven other Red Sox also had multiple RBI last night. Rays ace Blake Snell have loose bodies removed from his left elbow on Monday. Snell is out into September. And former All-Star shortstop Troy Tulowitzki is retiring. As for next week's trade deadline, MLB.com now expects the surging Giants to hold on to Madison Bumgarner. San Francisco just 3.5 games out of a wild card spot. All NFL first round picks are now signed. The Niners and number 2 pick Nick Bosa went first yesterday. Then the Jets inked number 3 Quinnen Williams. The Alabama D tackle ends up missing one full squad training camp practice. Ezekiel Elliott could still show up in Oxnard, California this morning. The Cowboy running back was not on the team flight there yesterday, though. And a quick college hoops note, Kentucky at Texas Tech, Tennessee at Kansas, the headlining games for the annual SEC Big 12 Challenge held this coming season on January 25th. Boys?
All right. Thank you, Andrew. As we head out to Indianapolis, Taz, because Andrew Luck limited first training camp practice, right, and lost all of 2017 to a shoulder injury, has been dealing with a calf injury, and already missed the team's entire offseason program with that calf injury. And their head coach, Frank Reich, basically was asked if, you know, Durant and Kevin Durant and his Achilles rupture – you know, led to them being cautious with Andrew Luck. And he said, you know, we didn't really talk about it, but I think we all knew it. It was certainly, I was certainly thinking about it. When you see something like that happen, you're like, oh yeah, that's why we do what we're doing now. And being cautious with Andrew Luck dealing with that calf injury. Now, they're different athletes. They certainly are. And you're asking your body to do different things. Especially when you look at the explosiveness that you're seeing on, not saying that Andrew Luck is not explosive, but it's just different when you're looking on an NBA court as compared to the National Football League, right?
Yeah.
Which could or could not lead to a run. But it does show you everyone's watching. I mean, so when you're looking at star players, not saying that, you know, Golden State, I mean, there was a risk that he could rupture his Achilles tendon. We went down that road. But it's interesting that the Indianapolis Colts looked at what happened to Kevin Durant and said, you know what, let's be extra cautious here with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I think it's smart by the Colts and by Frank Reich and stuff, the coach there. I do think it's smart what they're doing by being careful. Look, he injured, you know, Luck injured the calf, you know, and during the spring. So, you know, and it can, we have, as we've seen, this can turn into, it goes straight down into the Achilles. So you got to be careful with that. But I think you make a good point, Moose, about, you know, it's totally different. Your body does different things as an NBA player compared to an NFL player. You're also playing on different surface. You know, when an NBA player is playing on a hardwood, which is like damn cement, where NFL players are playing on a softer surface. So if they're training, let's say hypothetically, on natural grass, it's a little bit easier on your lower leg joints and whatnot, and your muscles and bones and everything. Or you're playing on field turf, which is some people call it artificial turf. It's not artificial turf anymore. It's called field turf. So, and it's a softer surface, as you know, Moose. So that does help a little bit too. But hey, listen, it's, you know, Andrew Luck. I mean, he's the guy. He knows that playbook like the back of his hand. If I'm the Colts, there's no rush to get him back. Just keep an eye on it. You know, especially after that horrible, what he's dealt with, Luck, with the shoulder and stuff, into the, you know, that whole thing, that devastating injury he had. I've had shoulder injuries, I've had leg injuries, and the shoulder injury is a lot worse, I can tell you. Yeah. It's tough to come back from, and I'm not an NFL quarterback.
And
so
you're not trying to throw the football. And last year, you could clearly see the arm strength wasn't what it once was, right? There were some footballs, especially on the long out patterns, Taz, that had a tendency to hang in the air a little bit longer than what we're used to in terms of driving the football. That's where you'll see some of that. When NFL teams talk about lack of arm strength, it's not a matter of whether or not you could throw the ball 55 yards down the field. Of course, you don't want guys to be able to do that. It's the quickness and the velocity on the football when you're throwing from when you're throwing to the sideline, especially the long, based on the hash marks in the NFL. They're much different than college football, especially when you're at one hash mark and you're throwing the opposite field and that hash mark on an out pattern. That's where, and then if the ball has a tendency to hang in the air, then it has a tendency to get picked off by cornerbacks because it's an opportunity as you're looking at.
Well, the defense is tracking the ball.
Correct. So that's when NFL teams are talking about arm strength for quarterbacks. They're looking at that kind of route in particular. And you saw a little bit for Andrew Luck. Not saying that he's got all of a sudden a Chad Pennington arm, but
it's not the same zip.
It's not the same zip that he had before that shoulder injury. And maybe he's got a little bit more velocity this year, but it's smart, as you mentioned it. It's smart for the Indianapolis Colts. And you look around, and just when you think about it, and you say to yourself, all right, maybe we'll take a risk, or maybe we'll take a gamble, or, you know, the doctor said he can't hurt any longer. And then you see the Durant example and Durant's situation flare up. You say, well, it's not the same sport, but, you know, let's protect the asset that we have. Now, the Indianapolis Colts, I mean, listen, if the Super Bowl was held in May, Andrew Luck was dealing with this calf injury, Andrew Luck's going to go play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they're going to tape it up.
He's going to play. So, we're talking about the offseason programming and training camp, and to play to your point, Taz, he was the 2018 Comeback Player of the Year, and he knows the playbook like the back of his hand.
Sure, no problem there, right? And the offensive players, the skills, set position players know his style, know his release point of the football, know how he rolls out or whatever when he does a straight drop back pass, wherever it is. They know him. So it's like if he's out a little bit, no problem. Reports out, though, he apparently yesterday he did take part in some of the individual drills, the quarterback drills, at the start of practice. Then the rest of the session he watched from the sideline. So, I mean, if I'm the Colts, I would do the same thing. There's no reason right now. With Durant, right, with the Warriors, it was a whole different thing.
Well, they're playing for a championship.
In the finals. It's right. After the whole year.
And he had to agree to do it. It wasn't just getting medically cleared. I mean, there's a scenario. But, you know, it would almost be worse if you're a team like Indianapolis to push your quarterback dealing with a calf injury. And, you know, but maybe it led them to even be even more cautious with Andrew Luck. And that's what they got to do. You got to protect the asset. How many times we talk about the quarterback, Taz? Being the most important position in the National Football League. So, a couple of days ago, we talked about a Kansas City Chiefs BCS, but then we got caught up into some other things. We're going to do that BCS next.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Who's under more pressure for the Kansas City Chiefs? We'll do a little BCS solo on one team. Who's facing more pressure? We'll give you the names, and then we BCS bench cut start. We'll do that next as we're rolling right along on this Friday morning. It's Taz and Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, on this Friday morning, Taz and the Moose with you. A lot of football early on. Pat Leonard, Daily News, talking a little Giants, will join us a little later on in the program. Coming your way, third and final hour for Big Blue and Eli Manning. Bounce back, or I would say push back on Odell Beckham Jr. yesterday. We can get into that in a little bit as well. But Taz, we got a little BCS here.
What's going on in there? In the control room, Billy.
Well,
walked
I got
in.
The donuts today.
Oh, wait a minute, I didn't know. Hold on a second. You bought donuts?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I got donuts.
Hey, Billy, how are you, Billy?
Billy's
waving.
Took care of Billy because the other day with Mickey D, I said you can whatever.
Oh, what's this? And you got. Oh, I see. So you bought donuts for everyone, and you bought yourself an iced tea.
Well, nice. An iced coffee.
Oh, good for you, pal.
You have a coffee.
Well, I have a half a coffee, but
oh, stop! You throw half of that away. You sip on that all morning
because
long.
Because I have a 24-ouncer before the show. That's why.
And then you throw it into the garbage violently into the last break.
No. Thank you for the donuts. That's really nice.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
No, it's for the...
just did it subtly. You didn't, like, make an announcement or nothing? Why?
Well,
you're taking it to me just going low-key
Jones.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, yes, you're Mr. Low-key Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
No, that's me.
I told Billy the other day, I go, can you run down to Dunkin'? I'll give you cash on Friday to take care of it. He said, yeah, no problem.
Wow, that's really nice, Moose. Is it a whole box Boston cream?
No, mixed it up.
That'd be funny.
It's all Boston. Everyone, right?
They're all Boston cream. What's going on here? Moose must have bought
the ball. No.
That's funny.
But yes, donuts. Donuts for everyone.
Awesome. Great. That's great.
Mike, summertime. You can put those in the newsroom. It's not just for the show.
Wait a minute. Whoa. What do you mean, not just for the show?
Bring them in here
Who
first.
Who else is doing stuff? Taz can get first selection.
No. Taz gets first pick.
No, Moose is right. No, Mike, put him in the newsroom. I'm teasing. I'm joking. Put him in the newsroom.
No. Come on in.
Put him in the newsroom. You don't know what to do.
No.
It's so natural seeing Mike with food in his hand.
Really?
I'm sorry, Mike. That was a layup.
Did you get it? That was a layup. Yes, that is, yes. Uber Eats.
You get basketball drives. Layup? Maybe only I got the joke.
Anyway, Taz, we're about a Kansas City Chiefs, a little BCS, right? So we're talking about under pressure. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill.
Yes.
Who's under the most pressure? Let's get to it. Here's a little BCS.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
All right, so just so we're clear, you laid it out perfectly, Moose. I want the people... You people listening to us right now, you need to understand what Moose is saying. Who's under the most pressure? Not who's the best or who's the most important person on the Chiefs. Who's under the most pressure? 855-212-4227. All right. The options, as you said, Moose, are Pat Mahomes, Tariq Hill, and head coach Reed. I'm going to bench Mahomes. I'm going to cut Hill. And I'm going to start Andy Reid. So I'm going to start Andy Reid because he's the head honcho. He's the head coach. He's been there long enough. He's had a long-ass tenure as a head coach. You know what? And I think it's time for him to go to the big dance here and stuff like that. So the pressure's on him. So I'm going to start Andy Reid. I'm cutting Hill. Listen, Hill's got obviously a plethora of issues off the field. No doubt on the field. He's a tremendous explosive receiver and an amazing player. But I'm cutting him for several different reasons. But, yeah, I'm going to cut Hill. And I'm going to bench Pat Mahomes. I think Mahomes, awesome young quarterback, athletic, does these crazy throws, got a great arm. Everyone loves Pat Mahomes. Why not? You should love Pat Mahomes. But I do think that there's pressure on him, but he did perform well last year. So, I mean, that's why I'm putting more pressure on the head coach. Pat Mahomes was second. As far as passing yards last year, you know, Ben Roethlisberger was first, and Pat Mahomes had over 5,000 yards passed. Mm. So, I mean, you know, geez, I mean, how much better do you want the kid to play? So, there's my BCS. I laid it out. I'm going to bench Mahomes, cut Hill, start Reid.
How about you, sir? So, we agree and we kind of disagree.
All right.
Right? So, I am going to, in terms of most pressure, I am going to bench Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Because Tyreek Hill has got a lot of off-the-field issues that are well-publicized, well-documented. He didn't get suspended this go-around, but he does not have any sort of wiggle room whatsoever. We know about the domestic violence, which got kicked him off the team at Oklahoma State by Mike Gundy.
Right.
We know about the accusations of physical abuse to his 3-year-old son during the course of this offseason, Taz, to where... You know, authorities thought a crime was committed. They could not figure out whether it was Tyreek Hill or his fiance that committed the abuse to their son. So there's a lot of, you know, not good things surrounding Tyreek Hill, right? Tyreek Hill, the individual, the man, the way that he conducts his life away from the football field. He's a great football player, but in terms of pressure to get things right, to turn his life around, I am going to bench Tyreek Hill. I'm going to cut Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
The reason why I'm going to cut Patrick Mahomes is, I even coming off an unbelievable year,
sure,
I don't think he faces as much pressure as the other two.
Okay.
And I'm not he needs to perform, back up what he did. No one wants to look at it and be like, oh, it's a one-year wonder. I get all that. And no one thinks that it's a one-year wonder. He's going to be an absolute superstar in this National Football League, hopefully for the next 10, 12 years, Taz. But in terms of this, the idea, I think he faces the least amount of pressure as compared to the other two. Right. So I'm cutting Patrick Mahomes. And then I'm starting Andy Reid. Listen, Andy Reid, postseason success has not gone hand in hand. He's a tremendous regular season head coach. You throw in the fact of how the organization handled Tyreek Hill as well.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You throw in the fact that...
The running back.
That's not with the Browns.
Browns, yeah.
Correct. You look at... Yeah, and Kareem Hunt. You look at the Kansas City Chiefs. There's distractions away from the field, issues away from the field. Then on the field, they've been great in the regular season, and they have a downturn in the postseason. They don't play like they do in the regular season.
Right,
now, they made changes, right? New defensive coordinator, changed up a lot of personnel on that defense as well. In step Frank Clark from the Seattle Seahawks and everything in life. But Reid faces a lot of pressure to get this right this year and get this Chiefs team to a Super Bowl and have that regular season success equate into the NFL playoffs. So I'm benching Hill, cutting Mahomes, starting Andy Reid.
It's been there like 6 years, Reid, too.
It's been there a while.
Enough already. Get this done.
Yeah, he's got to win in the postseason.
Chiefs Nation wants it. All right, Mike, what do you got?
All right, my BCS for this Chiefs pressure, I am benching Patrick Mahomes, I'm cutting Andy Reid, and I'm starting Tyreek Hill. I'll start with Hill. If he doesn't perform on the field, his track record off the field, I mean, we've said this before, he shouldn't even be with the Chiefs right now. What we heard, the audio was disgraceful, but because he's so talented and such a good player, he's getting a second chance, and they want him on the field. The second this guy becomes an average NFL player and doesn't perform on the field, what he did off the field, I could
less
see
less patience with him.
It's like, okay, you're not you're not performing on the field. We've had this, you have this nasty history off it. See you later. We don't want to deal with it. So from my perspective, he's got pressure to perform because he doesn't have any, what happened off the field, he's got to get it done. Or I don't see any other NFL team wanting to pick him up. I'm cutting Andy Reid, and you guys made great points about everything he's done. He's got to finally perform. But what does it matter? I mean, every year he'll go 11-5, 12-4, make it to the playoffs. They're not going to fire him. So, it'd be great. He's got pressure to win a Super Bowl. Every coach has pressure to win the Super Bowl. But his job security is there. So I think I'll cut Andy Reid. And I'm benching Patrick Mahomes. He's somewhere in between the two. He had such a great year that he wants to follow it up and be fantastic. So he's going to put pressure on himself to be great and be that MVP quality of player. But at the same time, you know, he's just in his second season, but second season as a starter in the league. So there's still room for growth, and you would expect some bumps to come along the way.
All right, so there you go. All right, the Biseglia BCS. All right, Bilotti?
I agree with Moose on this BCS. Andy Reid is under the most pressure of anybody on this list, and he needs to win a ring.
Right.
So I'm benching Tyreek Hill. I'm cutting Pat Mahomes. I'm starting Andy Reid. I agree with Moose.
There you go.
All right.
Queso.
Okay, no problem.
And for a team that has the high expectations, and here's where you give them credit, they realized in the offseason, shortly after they got eliminated by the Patriots, Taz, in the AFC Championship game.
Salute. Yes.
Thank you. That Bob Sutton was no longer working as defensive coordinator. And in steps Spagnuolo. So they realized that they needed to bring about change to get where they were going.
Right.
That's where I give the Chiefs credit, because there's a lot of organizations that say, you know what, let's run it back. We're good enough.
Yeah.
No, they were like, you know what, this isn't good enough.
Right.
We need to do it differently. And we'll see if that now equates not only to a great regular season, Taz, but also a great performance in the NFL playoffs.
And last year, you know, look, they go 12-4, the Chiefs. It was such a fun team to watch out of the West. They really were spectacular. I mean, and the Chargers were also in the same conference. But I'm saying the Chiefs, look, we were locked in. We're not Chiefs fans.
No.
You know, but they were fun to watch.
They were fun to watch.
You know?
They were a fun offense. And I would imagine they're just going to be, and they've got a great orchestrator of that offense. You know, the play calling of Reid, but also the dynamic playmaking ability of Patrick Mahomes.
You know, Moose, it'll be interesting, speaking of Mahomes, it'll be interesting to see this coming season, you know, that these D coordinators – and these defensive players, now they got a lot more tape, as the word goes, right, on Mahomes.
They
to see if he could be as dynamic as he was all year, Mahomes.
No, it's true. You know what? But he's so great on the move, Taz.
I know.
A broken play.
Can't coach against
Lengthen out that play. That's difficult to coach against.
I know.
You know, it's not like it's a system like it's Bill Walsh on the West Coast offense.
Right.
Get the ball out of your hands. This is the way we're going to do it. I mean, Mahomes is kind of a guy that does it differently. He's very differently than anybody else.
Yeah,
Rodgers-esque.
Special player.
He really is. The Steelers showing confidence in their head coach. And how about Eli Manning pushing back on Odell Beckham Jr.?
Yeah.
We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose on this Friday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
So, but it...
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.